This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Congress convenes tomorrow. It will be the beginning of the 109th Congress. Now, much has been made since the election about the ideological polarization of politicians in Washington. They come from districts that have been drawn to be as safe as possible, which means there are a lot of partisans on one side or the other in each district. But even so, there is a great deal of diversity among the lawmakers. Joining us now, as she does every Monday, is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Hi, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
So after each election, we take a look at the numbers of women and minorities in Congress. What do you see this year?
Among women, it really is significant. There's 65 women in the House of Representatives. Now, to put that in context, there are 435 members total, so clearly it's not the percentage in the population. But up until 1992, you never had more than 20-some women. And then in that election, there was a big change. And it's been growing ever since. So this is an enormous change in about 10 years, 14 and holding in the Senate. But also among blacks and Hispanics, there have been increases, small increases, but increases. But it's interesting, Steve, they're not the only minority groups. They're the ones we tend to track. And sometimes you will find a variety of minorities from places that are unexpected. For instance, if I say to you, there are two new Republicans elected to this Congress from the same state. One is an Asian Indian and one is an Arab American. What state do you think it is?
I'm going to take a wild guess, Michigan, but I think I'll be wrong.
Well, that would be a natural place to think. But in fact, it's my home state of Louisiana, a very red state. And these are two Republicans. The Asian American, Bobby Jindal, is a Rhodes Scholar. He's served in the state and federal government on health policy. And he's still only 33 years old. And the Arab American, Charles Bustani, is a retired heart surgeon, and he's the first Republican to win in Cajun country, in a Cajun country district since Reconstruction.
How did he become that first Republican in well over 100 years?
He is an interesting person. Of course, the state was for Bush, and he had a lot of help from the National Party. The vice president came in and supported him, but he also has a lot of Democratic family members. He is a cousin of Victoria Reggie Kennedy, and his wife is the niece of the former Democratic Governor Edwin Edwards, who is unfortunately in jail at the moment. He has a lot of Democratic connections. We'll see how that plays out when he gets to Washington.
Now, we tend to lump women and minorities together. Are there differences, though, in these two groups?
Of course, and there are differences among people in the groups. Let me just tell you two freshman women's life stories. Gwen Moore, an African-American Democrat from Wisconsin, a member of the state legislature there. She was a single mother when she was not quite 19 years old. She was on welfare, but she was encouraged to stay in school. She made it through college and started a business and has served in the state legislature. Her life very different from another state legislator coming from Washington State, Kathy McMorris, who was born on a farm near where her great-great-grandparents landed after traveling the Oregon Trail, and she worked on an orchard fruit stand as a kid before going to the state legislature. Very different women, very different stories, but if history's any guide, they'll find themselves working together on some issues in this Congress.
Well, what are some of those issues? Or maybe another way to put it is, if you get more women and minorities in Congress, do you end up with different legislation?
Yes. We've been able to track it over the years, and women come together on issues particularly of interest to women, children, and families, and they do cross party lines. In the Senate, the only bastion of bipartisanship is the dinners that the women of the Senate have together, Democrats and Republicans. Also, life stories make a difference. People vote on legislation according to things that have happened to them and bring that experience to the table. They also find that even when they don't run necessarily as an Arab American, that they hear from every Arab American in the country on specific issues, and that becomes very important.
Thanks. That's NPR's Cokie Roberts.